Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is June 18, Tuesday, 2019, day 169. Today's topic, reason for depression, way to get out of depression. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments, and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. With the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift, to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 135, verses 8 to 14. 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 21. Acts chapter 12, verses 1 to 23. Proverbs 17, verses 14 to 15. Today's main passages. I have a special arrangement today. Please listen to my sharing. 1 Kings 19 is a very special chapter in the Bible that God used to pull me out from anxiety to regain my strength many times in the past many years. Please read below. Reason for depression. Number one, me. The word me, pushed that powerful anointed Elijah to the top of the world, thinking that he can do everything. You can see that he ran faster than the king's chariots, like a Ferrari. Many people say the peak of spiritual authority is the most dangerous time for God's servants, because they always forget God is the one who raised them there, and they raise themselves up to the top. That's from 1 Kings chapter 18, verses 44 to 46. The seventh time the servant reported, a cloud as small as a man's hand is rising from the sea. So Elijah said, go and tell Ahab, hitch up your chariot and go down before the rain stops you. Meanwhile, the sky grew black and clouds, the wind rose, a heavy rain started falling, and Ahab rode off to Jezreel. The power of the Lord came on Elijah, and tucking his cloak into his belt, he ran ahead of Ahab all the way to Jezreel. Number two, fear. Elijah was full of the power of the Holy Spirit, but his power could not help him to face with the unexpected rejection of the queen, and he suddenly thought of running away without waiting for God to act. Suddenly, he was full of fear, and because of his fear, he fell into the pit of darkness and depression. That's from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 1 to 3. Now Ahab told Jezebel everything Elijah had done and how he had killed all the prophets with the sword. So Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah to say, "May the gods deal with me, be it ever so severely, if by this time tomorrow I do not make your life like that of one of them." Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servants there. Number 3. Quit. Elijah forgot the power of God with him, even though he experienced that power so many times, to raise him up, to save him, and to anoint him. Instead, he used his own way to run and thought of quitting his own life. Now, way to get out of depression. Number 1 is, of course, pray. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 4. While he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, he came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. "I have had enough, Lord," he said. "Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors." Number 2. Angel comes. When you are willing to cry out to God and not using your own way, God will send angels to help you. Do you know that? That's how an angel came to help Elijah 2 times so that he could have sweet sleep. Actually, there's a promise from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 24, and have warm bread to eat. Now that's from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 5 to 7. And he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. All at once an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked around, and there by his head was some bread baked over hot coals and a jar of water. He ate and drank and then lay down again. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, "Get up and eat, for the journey is too much for you." Number 3. Spiritual journey to see God. If you are willing, maybe God would call you to have a 40-day spiritual journey, just like how he called Elijah, or like Moses, who had 3 times 40 days fasting. Or Jesus, who had his 40 days fast to win over Satan's temptation. Today is the 6th day of my 40 days fasting for Hong Kong, fasting and praying for God's power to demolish Satan's cunning plan to tear apart families, friends, and churches in the political crisis of Hong Kong. There have been quite a number of wonderful things happening in Hong Kong and in my life the past 6 days, and I believe that many Christians have received the same call to fast for Hong Kong the past few days. God challenged Elijah's me to lead him to humble himself and to look up to God so that he could be anointed and be mightily used by God again. That's from 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 8 to 14. So he got up and ate and drank. Strengthened by that food, he traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb, the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and spent the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." The Lord said, "Go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by." Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. Then a voice said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, torn down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. Now, number four, God's assurance and spiritual authority. There were three times of anointing according to 1 Kings chapter 19, verses 15 to 16. The most wonderful thing is that the first and second anointing of the two future kings happened after Elijah was being taken by the chariots of fire to heaven. One time by his disciple Elisha, and the other time by Elisha's disciple. Wow, an anointing to the second generation. That's from 2 Kings chapter 8 and chapter 9. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us not to use our own way that we so often fall into darkness. Raise us up to raise up our next generation and then generations to generation to glorify your mighty name. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your action to become a Elijah to raise up your next generation? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family about today's catch. May the Lord bless you.